To comprehend the compaction of DNA by virtue of the 300 nanometer fold, we should first consider what the length of the average human chromosome would be if the 30 nanometer fiber was not folded at 300 nanometer intervals, but was merely stretched out to its full length. Let's start with the whole cell. As you probably know, the human genome, if all of its 46 chromosomes were laid out end-to-end as a single linear Watson-Crick double helix, would be 2 meters long. Our woo straight ladder structure, however, has 6.8 angstrom base pair spacing, so it would be twice that long, i.e. 4 meters. The average human chromosome would be 1/46th of this length, which, for the Watson-Crick structure, would be approximately 44 millimeters. For the Wu straight ladder structure, it would be twice that long, or about 88 millimeters. If, instead of folding the DNA into 300 nanometer segments, such as the one shown here, we instead laid all the DNA from a single chromosome out in the form of a 30 nanometer fiber, according to this model, how long would it be? Well, as I showed previously, there are 48 Wu duplexes in this tower-like structure. So the total length of an entire chromosome, packaged in the form of this 30 nanometer fiber model, would be 1/48th of its former length, or about 1.8 millimeters. Now let's consider our Newton-sized macroscopic model of the same structure, which is 10 million-fold enlarged. 1.8 millimeters then becomes 1.8 times 10 to the 7th millimeters, or 18,000 meters, which is 11.1 miles. In New York City, this would be a 1-foot-wide tennis ball-laden fiber, stretching approximately from First Street just about to the end of Manhattan Island at 220th Street and Broadway,